This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Jim Pettit. He is the CEO of Ebon Resources. Well, they trade on the Toronto Stock Exchange Venture under the ticker symbol ABN. What they are, they're a Canadian gold exploration company with significant projects in British Columbia and the Yukon. Ebon's newest gold project is the Forest Kerr project, located in the northwestern BC in the region called the Golden Triangle. Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me again. Glad to be here.
Give us the status of where we're at in the Forest Kerr project. Anything new?
Well, we finished what we could get done given the amount of time we had before the season ends up there. But
right.
We did do a lot of soil sampling just to reconfirm certain areas we're interested in, and we went through and checked the actual dip and azimuths of all the old holes that were drilled going back even into the 70s so that we can make sure that the dip and azimuths of those holes lined up with what the report said. And we found about half of them didn't, right? So that was back in the old days when, you know, they're using older technology and they were on the side of a mountain and they just wanted to drill it and be done with it. And their expectations were they're drilling a certain direction, and the reality is quite often different. So that was a pleasant surprise for us, actually, because we're right on the Kerr Fault. So if you do drill one way and you cross the fault, you're not going to get anything. If you drill the other way, huge difference. And the holes that they did actually historically drill and hit on the right side of the fault and in the right horizon, the Jurassics, the results were all pretty good. I mean, Noranda, way back when, drilled a hole that ended up with about 12 grams over 17 meters, but it contained a meter of 360 grams. That's the type of thing we're actually going to look for. So we went into that area and actually wanted to check and see if it's easy for us to get in this season. And we actually found four other drill collars that aren't even listed anywhere.
Wow.
In the historic data. Yeah, and so we're going to go in and we're going to do some confirmation there and find out if we're looking at a really good structural epithermal vein system or what, because that's the new methodology we're using today. Rather than the Eskay Creek style, which is a different type of deposit, it's more VMS related, albeit still rich and big, but there's also the Pretium style, you know, the Bruce Jack deposit up there that's being developed. It's unbelievably high grade.
So everything is shut down. You'll probably start up back in late March, 1st of April?
We will be in there end of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
That's probably the earliest that you can actually get anything done anyway. That's fine with us. It allows us the time to do the applications we've got in. They're going in right now as we speak for drill permits, camp permits. We've got four zones on the property. You know, the property stretches over 40 kilometers north-south. It's a big area. We've got an absolutely massive amount of data that we've compiled because it was composed of three separate properties that I've got the vendor, the owners of those properties, to option them to Ebon. No cash was transacted. It was all stock, so I gave them all a million shares each. They're all very avid explorationists in their own right, but if we could put the whole thing together and look at it on a district scale, you look at it in a very different light rather than three properties and nobody knows, you know, they don't tell each other what they're doing, that sort of thing.
Hey, let's change gears and talk about your this new project. Rumor has it you acquired 80% of the Chico Gold project in Saskatchewan,
yep.
Canada. What's the logic behind that?
Well, pretty simple. The seasonality up in the Golden Triangle, although it's an incredibly rich and bountiful place to look for
absolutely
deposits, it's, you know, 5 to 6 months a year. So it's like the old days up in the Arctic looking for diamonds. You know, you're done. And you got to have something else to do. So it's a funny story. I'll just get into it just a bit. But when I saw the presidential campaigns going on and I'm listening to Trump and I thought, boy, if he wins, this is going to be good for gold. Because he's somewhat erratic. He's scaring a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just felt that I want to beef up my gold presence. So the Chico was it's drill ready. It's a project that was brought to me by one of the directors, Tim Tremundi. He has a company that's a project generator, and I have kind of a pipeline into some of his key projects. I can vet them, and my guys can determine whether we want to do it. Well, Chico's in a great area. It's right by the old CB mine, which was Claude Resources. Silver Standard just bought it for $300 million. It's on a Tabanor Fault, it's called, that runs north-south from basically the Athabasca Basin all the way down to South Dakota to the Homestake Mine, which is, you know, 30 or 40 million ounces of gold there. And so you've got wherever this exposure above the prairie sediments, that's where you can find splays off that main fault, and it's this disturbance that creates these deposits. And right now, the only exposure is where we're at until you get all the way down to South Dakota. And it's an area that's been generally, I would say, underexplored over the years because nobody relates to the center of the prairies to have big greenstone belts like you do in northern Ontario, that sort of thing. There's been historic work done there by, it's probably, you wouldn't know or remember, but Calpine and other companies like Royx years ago did work there. They've drilled on it. They identified this shear zone that comes off the big, huge fault. We've been in there already and done some soil sampling, and we found this zone that was identified many years ago is incredibly prospective. The amount of soil samples we took, we did lines like 100 meters apart, and the gold grains that we encountered in the samples, you pick them out, right? And they're all what we would call pristine, which means they're jagged. They haven't gone far. The overburden in that area on the shear zone is anywhere from 1 foot to 2 meters. We can move it away, and there's the bed. There's the rock we want to.
So you're going to hit bedrock within 2 to 3 feet.
Yeah, and it's the same exact same rock that they're mining at the CB mine. It's quartz veining, and it's massive quartz veining in what's become an intrusive.
Have you guys already done a 43-101 on that yet?
We just did one. Yeah, it's on the website now.
Okay.
There's no resource. It's not a resource estimate. It's just consolidation of all the work. I actually just got my hands on it last week. We're putting together a work program so we can get something started within the next few weeks. We'll probably go in and do a winter airborne, fly it. And that'll coordinate with our sampling, soil sampling, rock sampling. And like in the soils, we had roughly one-third of all samples.
The reason why I asked you that, I'd like for you to elaborate a little bit on that for our United States listeners, why it's so important, you know, a 43-101, what it is exactly.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's basically a compilation of all the historic work that's done. It's done to standards that were handed down by the Securities Commission. So it's something you really have to do.
Absolutely.
To make it a property of merit. This could have been done a long time ago, but it, you know, it sat there idle for years. And so we did it. It's now considered a qualified project. We have to spend X amount of dollars this year to satisfy, you know, certain conditions, which is good. It's really only $150,000, but I could see us going in this year and spending $500,000. I'll do the airborne geophysics and then drill it, and we will drill it and without taking any of the shine and luster from the Forest Kerr, because that is going to be our flagship property. This gives us something to do in the short term. And then going forward, we could work the Chico all year round. The Forest Kerr will get heavy consideration basically from May to November. And, you know, we've got so much information and data we've put into a GIS, which is a huge compilation study for the Forest Kerr project, and we're now going through a process of prioritizing targets, and we've come down to four major targets, and the three of them are we want to drill. So that's what we're doing this summer. That's what we're going to do this summer.
Right. When do you think we can actually bring the minerals out of the ground and actually bring them to the balance sheet?
Well, that's the process of going into mine development. We want to first get to the stage that, okay, this is a discovery. we need to put a couple holes in an area, and you need to be able to expand that, right? You start doing a little bit of infill drilling and see if this thing, if it expands out, because in that area, you need to find a very large scale deposit because of its location, because of the economics. So the stage we're at is we've got all this information. Let's go test some of these zones, and let's work on making them bigger, because we're going into areas that already have some early results.
Exactly.
From 20 years ago, 20, 25 years ago. We're going to bring it all up to date because, you know, let me just mention that the gold endowment of the Golden Triangle is 172 million ounces of gold have been recorded there, either extracted long time ago or is in the process of being extracted now. And that's incredibly rich. And then on top of that, there's copper. And I think you'll probably find zinc and silver in there, too. There is some big silver numbers.
My guest today is Jim Pettit. He is the CEO of Abin Resources. They trade on the TSXV Venture Exchange in Canada, ticker symbol ABN. In closing, Jim, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to elaborate to the listeners that you would like to get out to them?
Well, just want to mention that what I've done here is to build a company with, I've actually got three really good projects. The Justin one is up in the Yukon. The cost associated to working there is higher, and I think we need to see another year of a good gold market before we could start looking at going in to do something up there again, because that's got in the heyday of the Yukon a few years ago, when there was lots of money flowing to it, we did have a discovery, and it's a big intrusive related discovery. We have interest in it. I've got a couple other people up in the Yukon that are looking at it right now. They may want to joint venture it. That's a great thing. But I also want to mention our board members. I've got Ron Nedelinski as the chairman. He's famous up here in terms of that Golden Triangle area and the Yukon. He cut his teeth. He was in the discovery phase of the Eskay Creek and the Snip mines, which were big gold producers. For the longest time, Eskay Creek was one of the richest gold mines in the world. And that's right beside where we've got all our claims. This is going to be a big year. Just want to enlighten you a bit about the future of gold as a commodity.
Please do.
When I was in New York, I heard about, there's three big funds, Fidelity being one. They're putting hedge funds together.
Right.
Which are going to be strictly gold. And the reason is they're going a little contrarian, but they think the new president is going to be good for gold.
I agree.
They're big into the S&P, but they're putting a hedge together in these funds that's going to be strictly gold. And then from New York, I went up to Toronto, and I'm hearing the exact same thing. So you're going to see a proliferation of funds popping up. They're all going to be gold related. And I basically was told as soon as I announced the financing, just, you know, please call.
Jim Pettit's been our guest today, and Jim, we're running out of time, but I really do appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to check back with you in 30 or 40 days. And again, I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you very much.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.